A Senate panel kicks out National Transmission Corporation President Melvin Matibag from the virtual budget hearing of the Energy Department. Matibag accuses Senator Manny Pacquiao of politicking while grilling Energy Secretary Alfonso Cusi Thursday, October 21. In the budget hearing, Pacquiao questions Cusi on how the Independent Electricity Market Operator of the Philippines, or IMOP, bagged the contract to manage the spot market. He states, one of IMOP's board members is Matibag's wife. Matibag then interjects.
If Senator Pacquiao only read the IPIRA law, buong kwento nito eh. Transco noon ang operator muna bago nag-PEMC. At tinanspor yan sa PEMC. Wala na transco dyan. Alam niyo, let's call a spade dito sa hearing na to eh. This is all political, Senator Pacquiao.
Committee Chair Senator Sherwin Gatchalian then calls out Matibag for insinuating Pacquiao's policy questions are politically driven.
This is my committee and you have no right of calling this hearing a political hearing. This is a budget hearing. The senators are entitled, to ask policy questions. So you have no right of calling this a political hearing. You're out of order.
Pacquiao adds, Matibag is out of line.
Bastos itong si Attorney Matibag eh.
Matibag, PDP Laban Secretary General, is allied with the Cusi faction of the ruling party. Cusi and Pacquiao lead the warring factions of PDP Laban. Presidential aspirant and Manila Mayor Isko Moreno vows to cut excise taxes on oil and electricity by 50% if he is elected president. In a dialogue with farmers in Tarlac Thursday, October 21, Moreno says this move will ease the burden on farmers and jeepney drivers whose livelihood depend on oil prices.
If given a chance, pala rin ako. Ang unang-una ko gagawin is babawasan ko ng 50% ang buwis ng langis. 50% tax cuts sa oil, 50% tax cuts sa kuryente. At sigurado ako, para ko nang binigyan ng ayuda hanggang bundok ng tralala.
Economist JC Punong Bayan says, the proposal might help temper the rise of oil prices, but it might also erode government revenues, which are much needed for the pandemic response. Moreno does not explain how long he will keep the oil and electricity taxes halved under his presidency. But in a press release sent after the event, his proposal is described as a moratorium on taxes, suggesting it will be a temporary measure.
Need more context, clarity, and perspective? Get the full picture with Rappler Plus. With exclusive content and events, you'll get an opportunity to discuss issues with reporters, experts, and featured guests while helping Rappler continue its fearless journalism. Join now.
Russia reports COVID-19 infections with a new variant. AY.4.2 believed to be even more contagious than the Delta variant. The RIA News Agency on Thursday, October 21 reports, it is possible the AY.4.2 variant will spread widely. Researchers say that can cause the rate of new COVID-19 cases, already at record highs in Russia, to rise even further. The new variant can even replace Delta eventually, although the process is likely to be slow. In a statement, the Philippine Health Department says the country so far has not detected the AY.4.2 variant. Former President Donald Trump announces Wednesday, October 20, he is launching his own social media application called Truth Social on Apple's App Store. He says it will serve as a rival to the liberal media consortium and fight back against the big tech companies of Silicon Valley. A beta version meant for invited users is set to come out in November. Rollout in the US is slated for the first quarter of 2022. Trump was suspended from Twitter and Facebook in early 2021. He then sued Twitter, Facebook, and Google in July, alleging they unlawfully silenced conservative viewpoints. Meantime, District of Columbia Attorney General Carl Racine names Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg as defendant to a lawsuit regarding the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Racine says the Facebook CEO was, quote, personally involved in decisions related to Cambridge Analytica and Facebook's failure to protect user data. This is the first time a U.S. regulator specifically named Zuckerberg in a complaint. This may expose him to personal liability. The scandal exposed how British consultancy firm Cambridge Analytica improperly harvested the personal data of up to 87 million users to use in political campaigns. The nominees for the 2021 MTV Europe Music Awards or EMAs are in, and SB19 is the only Filipino act that made it to the list. The group is among the 6 nominees under the Best Southeast Asia Act category. The Best Southeast Asia Act Award was added to the EMAs in 2013. Local EMA categories provide viewers and fans the chance to pick the best local act in their region. Past Filipino nominees include Ben and Ben, Nadine Lustre, James Reed, Moira De La Torre, and Sarah Geronimo. Geronimo was nominated thrice and won the award in 2014. Fans can start voting for SB19 on MTV EMA's website from Wednesday, October 20 until November 10. The awards night will happen in Hungary on November 15, Manila time, and will be broadcast live on MTV channels. SB19, currently one of the biggest Filipino acts, is known for their hits Mapa, What, and Hanggang sa Huli.